This is WBAA. I'm Mike Lowitzo. Joining me in the studio is Purdue Acting President Tim Sands. Thanks so much for coming in.
My pleasure.
For those who may have been away from campus for the summer, in June, the Board of Trustees met and voted on appointing Governor Mitch Daniels, the new president. He doesn't take over, though, until his term expires in January, and they made you acting president.
That's correct.
So what does that mean? What's your role?
It's an unusual situation in that I'm not looking at the five-year kind of horizon or seven-year kind of horizon that a president would look at. I'm looking at a six-month horizon. Of course, in the future, I'm planning to come back to the role of provost. So in that sense, I have a long term. But I like to use the analogy, since we just finished the Olympics of the 4x400, and I'm in a middle leg somewhere. I don't know if Mitch Daniels is the anchor leg, but the idea is that I want to keep up the momentum and do everything I can to make sure that the university maintains its momentum. And that we're bringing him up to speed so that he can be running alongside me when I hand the baton off and let him take off from there. So the main goal is just not to lose any momentum, to keep working on it, make sure that Mitch Daniels comes in without having to stop and look around. It just really comes in with some direction and purpose right from the get-go.
With that transition process, do you have regular meetings with him or fire off memos to him? How is he keeping up?
Well, he has a day job, so that's keeping him somewhat busy. The reason that we have this gap and this transition period is that he had committed earlier to finishing his second term as governor. So that will take him through the middle of January. We communicate by all sorts of means, but we've been fortunate to be able to get him to come to campus on his, you know, quote-unquote vacation days, whenever he can carve out a little time. And we had a little bit of that this weekend, and it'll be about, I think, another month before we have an opportunity to have him back on campus. But he was able to address the newest boilers, the Boiler Gold Rush, and that was a big hit. He had a chance to meet 5,200 first-year students from all over the world and in Indiana. So it was a great event, and I think any time he can have an opportunity to engage large numbers of people or small groups in just conversation, that seems to be his preferred method of learning about the university. But of course, we are going through a formal curriculum. We have a number of topics we've been sharing with him, and he's been meeting with people. But we have a limited amount of time to do it, but it's gone very well so far.
As part of Boiler Gold Rush, you're out there as well.
Mm-hmm.
Do you get much quality time, quote unquote, with these new students? Are you hearing interesting stories from them and how they came about to choose Purdue?
Well, a lot of our events are with large numbers, like the faculty convocation, where we had a chance to show them what it would look like in 4 years at commencement. The faculty and Mitch Daniels was there for that, and I was there. Got gowned up like we will in 4 years for this class. So that was a big event, and it wasn't a one-on-one, but we've had a lot of opportunities to engage individual groups, small groups of students. We had the pizza lunch for the BGR students, and I got a chance to serve pizza. And when you're doing that, you're kind of one-on-one, one at a time. And we did go around on move-in day for Boiler Gold Rush and had an opportunity to help six or seven students move in and sit down and talk to small groups. And that was a lot of fun. So you do need to balance the big events with the small. Students will say the most amazing things. You learn so much.
Yes, they will.
When it's one-on-one, when you catch them in a time of stress, like moving in. So we've had a lot of fun with that.
They're not the only new ones on campus. We have new faculty coming in as well, and you met with them or addressed them.
Spent an hour with our newest faculty members, about 110 of them. We've hired quite a number this year. We're getting close to our steady state after slowing hiring for a couple of years during the recession. So it's good to see a good number coming back and fantastic group of people. They come from all over the world. They're bringing all sorts of interesting skills and interests to the university. And they're excited. I think they see Purdue as having survived the recession and grown in terms of momentum, and they want to be part of that.
Are they mostly at the assistant rank or the associate professor rank? Or
I don't have the breakdown, but most of them, I'm sure, are assistant professor rank. That's typically where we do most of our hiring. We do like to develop our own, but we have been hiring at the senior level as well. So some of them would have been brought in our leading faculty program where we really recruit senior people. It could have been brought in through interdisciplinary hiring. We're starting to do what we call cluster hiring again. That allows us to bring in people who are some of them are fairly senior, not all, but some of them who are spanning fields, who have interests that are at the seams of the traditional disciplines. So we've got a lot of new programs for faculty hiring, and we're starting to see the fruits of that.
Wearing your provost hat, Is this a good time to be hiring faculty? Are there good pools of candidates out there?
It's a very good time to be hiring faculty. We don't like to think about it in terms of poaching or taking advantage of others' misfortune, but we feel we're in a strong position, not just nationally, but globally, to hire the best faculty. There are lots of opportunities out there. There are institutions under stress, and there's still a continued interest in the academic profession, but it's tough. A typical faculty search, you might have 50, 100, 200 candidates, and you're picking one. So it's very competitive. But we feel that the pools are very strong, and going forward, we see lots of opportunity to bring really top-notch individuals to campus.
Dr. Tim Sands is the acting president of Purdue University until mid-January. We've scheduled an interview roughly once a month, so we look forward to talking to you.
I do as well. Thank you.
You're listening to WBAA. I'm Mike Lowitzo.